totally changed.
Ben, hon, I left a piece of apple crumble outside your door for later.
Thanks, Mom. Love you.
Are you feeling all right, hon?
I don't know.
So I Googled, what's wrong with me? Yeah, bad idea. Not only was I depressed, but apparently I also had lupus, rabies, and hair cancer. Yeah, hair cancer doesn't even exist. The only one that was true was that I'm depressed. I wanted more info, so I looked it up, and I saw all these amazing, beautiful words to describe the feeling. And I realized I haven't written anything in months. Only crap for school, papers and labs and reports, but nothing that was actually mine. It's like all the time I spent at Bankside was for nothing. Oh, some background. I spent a semester at Bankside University, all while I was still in grade 12. It was the best time of my life, and I'd still be there now if I didn't have to focus on high school, which I almost failed, by the way. And if my friend didn't die. Her name was Chris Marlowe, and she is an inspiration. When I first read her story, Faustus, I spent the entire time curled up in a little ball of jealousy and amazement. When those words came up on the screen, I let myself really think about her for the first time in months. And if she were in my shoes, she would take her feelings and do something creative. She'd make something truly badass. I don't actually play, but Henry does. Tell the people why you're here, Henry.
Well, when Ben told me she was writing a song for Chris, I wanted to help out however I could.
This is,
it's
though
really
I...
great that you're doing this, Ben.
Ah, shucks. Let's...
And you're a lovely songwriter. Wait till you hear it, guys.
Thanks, Henry. That's really nice.
Anyway, this is Though I'm Young and Cannot Tell, dedicated to Chris Marlowe.
Though I am young and cannot tell either what death.
So what would you say is sort of the essence of Ben's vlog?
I would say that ultimately the essence of her journey is that the journey that all artists go on to find their own artistic integrity. And though this character is a teenager living in our modern world, and though the story is taken from an Elizabethan playwright that lived hundreds of years ago, ultimately that journey for self-discovery and finding your own integrity as any artist or creator is something that we can all relate to. Plus, we get to see more real historical figures, more characters that are based on historical figures that the real Ben Jonson knew as well.
We've got Will Shakespeare, we've got Richard Burbage, we've got Henry Rosley.
Risley.
Silent Woth.
The series will premiere on March the 25th. On the Blank Verse YouTube channel. You can subscribe now by going to youtube.com/blankversetv. You can also follow Ben on Twitter at Benjamina Johnson. That concludes our audio adaptation of Season 1 of Blank Verse. Thanks again for listening, and as always, for more information, you can head to our website, blankverse.tv. Once again, my name is Amanda Konkin, the creator and executive producer of this web series. I hope you enjoyed listening to the audio adaptation of Season 1 of Blank Verse. Thanks for listening.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the Main Street area at
Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear, Lucky's Comics, Neptune Records, RX Comics, Red Cat Records, The Regional Assembly of Text, The Rumpus Room, The Wallflower Modern Diner, and Woo Vintage Clothing.
Wow, it sure does pay to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus. Go online to www.citr.ca. Keep smiling, keep shining, knowing you can always count on me. For sure.
Why'd you eat the whole thing?
Cause
you snuck in my room and got him and shut the door. Cause I told you not to eat anymore. Why'd you eat so many?
Cause I love M&M's.
I know you love M&M's, but now you're gonna have a tummy ache.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
When I have a rumbly in my tummy, the only thing that makes me feel better is listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
Everyone had their best dress on. They were in the mood for fun, and so was I. So was I. Circus Master was dressed in gray. Misplaced their smiles, they'll be all right in a while. Pina Vendor yawned as he dropped his shells on the floor. Seen it all before, he knew it well. After the show, we all went home. Had no place else to go, so we sat alone, listening to each other's breath. And we were bored to death.
Good evening, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and I'm your host, P-Bone, and what you just heard was some old outsider folk from the 60s. That was Lily and Maria, a track called There'll Be No Clowns Tonight, taken from the self-titled album that came out way back in 1968, and that was reissued by the amazing Sunbeam Records. And once again, that's Lily and Maria, a couple of twins, I do believe, based out of New York, and that came out in 1968. So you're listening to Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone. Moving in a new time slot. I'm going to be doing this alternating weeks with Sam Scrunch's Hideaway. So I guess I'll be here in the next 2 weeks then. Previously, I had a time slot from Friday 9 to 10:30. Or 10:30 to midnight, I should say. And then long before that, I had Mondays at midnight. So anyways, I'm going to be on air until 8 tonight. If you want to hear anything, give me a call, 604-822-8648, and I'm going to be playing a lot of new stuff tonight. And tonight on the show, we'll have tracks from Mogwai. Later, some stuff from Barzin, new stuff from Skin Graft Records, a new album that just came out called Sax Ruins, which features the work of Yoshida Tatsuya. New stuff from Planet Moo Records and Trust, and just a whole great lineup this evening. So anyways, like I said, 604-822-8648 if you want to hear anything. But to start off the evening, we're going to hear something from a new Silver Mountain Zion album. It's called Get Free, and you're going to hear a track called Take Away These Early Grave Blues. After that, new stuff from Mogwai. So right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is new stuff from Silver Mountain Zion.
I don't think of myself as a girl singing rock and roll, I just think of myself as a person doing something, and that's it. And I suppose other people think of it like that, but I don't. Well, I don't know why they think of it like that, but it's just they've got closed minds, that's all.
We'll be right back.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. That was new stuff from Mogwai. New album called Rave Tapes that just came out on, well, came out a few months ago on Sub Pop Records. And prior to that was new stuff from Silver Mount Zion. The track was called Take Away These Early Grave Blues off the new Get Free album. And I do believe they're playing a Vancouver date sometime soon. I think at the Rickshaw, or should be at the Rio in May. But anyways, check back on those dates. So you're listening to Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone. And I'd just like to make a correction. The phone number is 604-822-2487. And that's the on-air booth if you want to make a request or something like that. Once again, I'm going to be on air until 8 p.m. tonight, playing a lot of new stuff. And start off the Canadian stuff, or the Eastern Canadian stuff. You can hear some new stuff from Barzin, which is, I do believe, based out of Richmond Hill, Ontario. It's got a new album out on Mono Tream Records, and I think it's the fourth release from these guys. From Barzin, you can hear a track called Stealing Beauty, kind of a slower, quieter, moody type music. And then after that, probably some new stuff from Death Vessel, but we'll see what we get to first right here on CITR. This track is something from Barzin's new album.
Pearls for the eyes in the cage. I'm still There was a time when beaver lodges like this one and the busy beavers that build them had almost disappeared from Canada because of overtrapping. But the beaver, who will always be associated with Canada's early days, has been reintroduced into many areas and it's made a successful comeback. The beaver builds dams because he has to store
CITR
in water deep enough not to freeze. With all the wood cutting that the beaver has to do, it's fortunate that his incisor teeth never stop growing.
You're listening to 101.9 FM CITR Vancouver. It's whatever. Hip-hop, R&B, jazz. It's whatever. Reggae, soul, mainstream. It's whatever. News, sports, and entertainment.
And you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone. What you just heard was new stuff from Sub Pop Records. That was the work of a guy named Joel Thibodeau. His project called Death Vessel, and that's a new album out called Island Intervals. Third album out, and I do believe he put out some older stuff out on ATP Records, but for the most part, he puts out stuff on Sub Pop Records. Kind of a very nasally, almost female folk-sounding music. And prior to that, you heard something from Eastern Canada, something from Barzin. You heard a track called Stealing Beauty, and that's off the album called To Live Alone in That Long Summer. And once again, that's something from Barzin. You're listening to Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and we've got about an hour left on the program. And up next, you can hear something from a show that came through town recently, and that was the Bottomless Pit show that also featured Joel Phelps, as well as one other band. I'm just losing my, I can't remember right now. Anyways, you're gonna hear something from Bottomless Pit up next, and you're gonna hear a track called Fleece that just came out. And if you're not familiar, Bottomless Pit is made up of some of the guys from Silkworm. I think they broke up after the loss of their drummer. They had a drunk driver kill. Got into a car accident with him. Anyways, they decided not to go on, but Bottomless Pit has come out of the ashes of Silkworm. So you can hear something from that, and then after that, some earlier stuff from Silkworm. But first, this track is something called Fleece off the new Bottomless Pit album. We'll be right back.
drum.
Town that night, he found himself in a bright light that followed him around as he searched for a wife. Alone like a wandering Jew, she said, "Who will protect me from you?" It was only then they were playing the fools. And you run into the night. Ain't you ever been alone in your days when the atom got smashed on the flight to Reno. There's no living in the past. Sheets are red 'cause the bed is on fire. When the plane touched down, it blew a tire. That was just the start of a wild weekend. And you run into the night. Ain't you ever been alone in your life? But ahead is coming for you. You gotta treat the new guy right. When you run into the night. Ain't you ever been alone in your life? But ahead is coming for you. You gotta treat the new guy right.
Considering an exciting career in radio, radio broadcasting at Humber College in Toronto is the only postgraduate radio program in Canada. Get yourself on air and job ready in under a year. Learn from industry professionals and use state-of-the-art equipment in the country's biggest radio market. Pursue your passion. Visit mediastudies.humber.ca.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. That was something from Silkworm, the album called Lifestyle. You heard the track called Treat the New Guy Right. And before that, you heard Shade Perennial, the brand new album from Bottomless Pit. And you heard the opening track called Fleece. And once again, Bottomless Pit features Tim Midget and Adney Cohen from Silkworm. And they rolled in through town a few weeks ago at the Biltmore, playing with Joel Phelps, former member back when they were in Missoula. And also Kinski was the name. I couldn't remember the band that played. Just completely slipped my mind. I've seen those guys a couple times, but it's a pretty great opener. So you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and the show is Canada Post Rock. Going to be on air until 8 p.m. tonight. And up next, you can hear something from Magnolia Electric Company. It's been about a year since Jason Molina passed away from alcoholism. And I do believe there's going to be some Record Store Day stuff coming up for Magnolia Electric Company. There has been some hints put out on the Jag Jaguar Instagram, I think Twitter account. They've been posting some kind of shots of 7 inches. So I'm guessing they're going to be issuing a few, maybe Songs Ohio or Magnolia Electric Company 7 inches. So keep an eye out for that. Recently, there has been some kind of tribute shows to Jason Molina with a tribute show called Songs Molina, which is I think features some members of Magnolia Electric Company. But definitely look out for some new stuff from Magnolia Electric Company on Record Store Day. I'll be posting more info as it comes in. But for now, you can hear something from the Josephine album. You can hear a track called The Handing Down. Definitely one of my favorite albums. And then after that, we'll see what we get to. But first, right here, this is something from Magnolia Electric Company.
Thank you. peanut butter and jam!
What the f*** are you doing, Phil?
Right now, it's time to...
Peanut butter. Dance! First you dig peanuts and you dig them. You dig them. Then you crush them. Crush them. Then you spread them. You spread them. Peanut butter. Dance! Peanut butter.
Dance, mother...
If you're looking for the best in local music and local food, it's got to be Peanut Butter and Jams with your hosts Brenda and Jordy, alternating Thursdays 6 to 7:30. Check it out.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR. That was one of the final releases from Jason Molina. That was the Josephine album from Magnolia Electric Company. And once again, it's been about a year since Jason Molina passed away. So you are listening to CITR, and I'm your host, P-Bone. The show is Canada Post Rock. And up next, we're going to move into a more kind of heavier psych set. And you can hear something from Sleepy Sun. These guys are playing tomorrow at the Biltmore, so definitely pick up tickets. And they're going to be probably playing a lot of stuff off their new album called Maui Tears. A new album just came out on Dynalone Records, and previously the group has put a lot of stuff out on ATP Records, also home to the amazing festival in the UK. They also put out a few choice cuts from a few select artists, but for some reason this new album's out on Canada's Dynalone Records. Once again, they're going to be playing tomorrow at the Biltmore, so definitely check out the San Francisco group called Sleepy Sun. After that, some more heavy psych from Thrill Jockey Records, the new album from Pontiac, and new album is called Innocence, and you can hear a cut off that. If you're not familiar, they're more heavier, kind of psych-oriented stuff. But first, right here on CITR, this is something from the new Sleepy Sun album. It's called Maui Tears, and this track is called something called Everywhere Waltz.
Curves through
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. That was some new stuff from Thrill Jockey Records. That was the new Pontiac album. It's called Innocence. And you heard the track called It's the Greatest. And prior to that was new stuff from Sleepy Sun. And new album is called Maui Tears. And you hear the track called Everywhere Waltz. And once again, those guys are going to be playing tomorrow at the Biltmore. So definitely pick up tickets. And you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone. It's coming close to the end of the show. We've got about 25 minutes, so we got to cram in as much music as we can. Up next, you can hear some new stuff from Stephen Malkmus and the Jicks. New album's called Wig Out at Jag Bags, out on Matador Records, as always. You'll hear a track called Lariat. And then after that, something from a group called Tiger Wing and Barnaby Bennett. And I do believe it's a collaboration album. Anyways, pretty sure, I'm not sure where Tiger Wing is from, but I know Barnaby Bennett's based out of Calgary. I've come across that name a few times. You can check him out at tigerwing.bandcamp.com, but you can hear a track off that, and then we'll see what we get to. But first, right here on CITR, this is some new stuff from Stephen Malkmus and the Jicks. We'll be right back. And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. That was Free Love Fenner. New album is called Do Not Affect a Breezy Manner. And you hear the track called All Things Breakthrough. And prior to that was something from Tiger Wing and Barnaby Bennett. A track was called Elbod. And at the top was King Malkmus with a new album from called Wig Out at Jagbags. You heard the track called Lariat. And I got about 15 minutes left on the program, so we'll keep going with as much as we could fit in. And up next, you can hear something from the new Trust album. It's out on Arts and Crafts. And this features the percussionist of Ostra. Her name is Maya Pistepsky, as well as a few other guests. And I do believe it's their second release on this album. From Trust, you can hear the opening track, I should say. And the name of the album is called Joyland, and it's out on Arts and Crafts Records. And you can hear a track called Slightly Floating. And then after that, hopefully we can get to something from Noveler. If you're not familiar, she's the artist named Sarah Lipstate, and she's based out of New York. And she's going to be doing a big tour opening up for St. Vincent, and she's going to be here in Vancouver. And I do believe that's on the 25th. It's possible that the show is sold out, so I don't know, try to pick up tickets somehow. But once again, that's the work of Noveler. You can hear a track off of one of her albums that came out last year. She does a very experimental drone-y type music, kind of similar to Cheryl Lombides. But you can hear something from that, and then we'll see what we get to. But first, right here on CITR, this is something from Trust. We'll be right back. back, that was something from Noveler, a track off the album called No Dreams. That was a track called Rue de Montmorency. And once again, she's going to be playing here in Vancouver, opening up for St. Vincent. And that's on the 25th at the Commodore Ballroom. And definitely check out her Facebook page or her YouTube page, because she's posting some really cool tour diaries. She goes through kind of all the loop pedals that she uses on her guitar, some of her old records and stuff like that. And once again, that's Noveler. And she's put out stuff on Important Records and a couple different labels. She also put out some stuff on the No Fun record label based out of New York. So you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and I'm your host, P-Bone. And thanks for tuning in on this return show back. And once again, I'm going to be doing an alternating time slot. So next week, it's going to be Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And then the following week will be Canada Post Rock. So definitely keep it locked on CITR. Coming up next, we have Folk Oasis with Val. Stay tuned for some kumbaya-free folk zone, folk music, I should say. And I'm going to leave you this evening with something that's going to be quite a bit of a left turn from what you've heard the past little while. You're going to hear something from Sax Ruins. And this is a project of Yoshida Tatsuya. He's a Prague noise drummer. And he's mainly goes under the work of under the name of Ruins, but most recently it's under Sax Ruins. And he's got a saxophone player named Ryoko Ono playing alto sax, baritone sax, etc. It's out on Skingraft Records, and it almost sounds like kind of crazy circus music. He does some pretty interesting vocal work. He this is a language that's a mix of I think Japanese, Swahili, some pidgin languages, as well as some of his own made up languages. It's just some crazy out there Prague vocal music. Check out some more stuff under his name Ruins, or check out the Konji Hayaki project that's out, also out on Skingraft Records. The latest is an album called Blimgaus. It's out on Skingraft Records, and you'll hear a track called Warido. So I'll leave you with this track, and I'll take you right until Folk Oasis. So stay tuned to CITR for more great music right here on CITR. This is something from Sax Ruins.